So this is a story about a trick. A trick played on me with great fanfare and elaborate execution. Fifth grade. Fancher Elementary, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, first day of school. Big assembly in the multipurpose room. And the principal himself steps forward and says he's looking for a new crop of young heroes. Tells us that
school crossing guards ensure the safety of our community and are afforded great respect and admiration. Who's up for the challenge?
I am. And all of us with our hands in the air were taken up front and solemnly presented an orange vest. They whisk us to another room and tell us all about crossing streets. They give us a pin we can stick on our vest that reads crossing guard and a whistle. And finally, they hand out posting assignments. Mine was far away at the outskirts of the Fancher Elementary School territory, but I don't mind. Put on a vest that demands respect, authority, and I wait to help someone across the street. And that's when the pack of seventh graders show up. I hold out my hand in an exercise of raw power, and they smack me around the nose and ears and promise a jalapeno wedgie if I ever try that again. Lesson learned. So I wait and I wait and I wait, and there's just one kid who needs a crossing guard, Gerald, snot-nosed second grader. So I walk little Jerry across the street, and that's it. For Jerry, I gotta stand there for 35 minutes. Them's the rules. All right. I've got no problem with that, but see, in Michigan, there are two seasons, winter and almost winter. And September doesn't count. By October, the chill comes quick. By November, the entire state is unlivable. But I have to stand there like an idiot waiting for little Jerry, who most of the time never shows up because his mother drives him to school in a heated car comfort so he doesn't get his little earsy, weirsy, coldy, woldy. I hate Jerry. I hate his mother. And I hate the principal for sending me out there. And one night, one of the coldest nights ever in recorded history, I know that school's going to be canceled the next morning. And it's going to be awesome. It would be cruel and inhumane to send kids out into an ice storm. I go to bed with a smile on my face, planning out all the fun I'm going to have when I finally get out of bed. Next morning, turn on the TV and watch in horror as they list every single school district in the area except for mine.
It's a cold one out there today, folks. Stay indoors if you can.
And I'm supposed to go out and wait in the blizzard for little Jerry, who 99% chance is in the car with his mother drinking hot chocolate? No. No. I can't do it. I just can't. So I hide out for a little while. Just hide out. Warm. And sneak into school with my orange vest on. Like, what's up, what's up? And yeah. After the first bell, snot-nosed little Jerry wanders in crying, "Nobody was there to help me across the street." The principal's all like,
"Dereliction of duty, and someone could have been seriously injured, and you have to apologize."
Miss Jerry's mother makes sure to drive her pride and joy every day after that. Saves a dirty look from me. The next year, when a new principal gives the same speech about how he's looking for a new crop of young heroes, I can't believe I raised my hand. I don't know. I figure maybe, finally, I get the respect I deserve. Today on Snap Judgment, from WNYC, Dirty Work. Dirty Work. Amazing stories from real people doing the job nobody wants to do. My name is Glenn Washington. Please bring some hot chocolate for your crossing guard, because you're listening. Snap Judgment. Snap Judgment.